After 7 years of former Governor John Kasich moving his State of the State speech throughout Ohio, Mike DeWine brought his first one back to the State House, where he talked about his basic philosophy.
I take the world as I find it and do everything I can to try and make it better. And through the budget we will propose, we just want to make lives better for all Ohio families.
That was one of several times when all lawmakers, regardless of party affiliation, rose in applause. At one point, DeWine asked his cabinet members who deal with health and human services, all of whom are women, to stand. He told lawmakers they'd work as a team to create a new public health fund working on substance abuse, mental health treatment, and crisis support for children.
Their focus will be on people, and they will work with you, members of the General Assembly. They will work with you.
DeWine got another standing ovation when he talked about the need to back Ohio's teachers.
And let me just take a moment while we're talking about education to thank all the teachers in Ohio.
That was quite a contrast to Kasich's speech in 2011 when teachers and other unionized workers protested his support of Senate Bill 5, which made major changes in collective bargaining. It was overturned by voters that year. DeWine said he likes a Senate bill to clean up and protect Lake Erie, and he went one step further.
We're going to create a new fund called the H2 Ohio Fund to invest in targeted solutions to ensure safe and clean water all across the state of Ohio.
But as with his public health fund, DeWine didn't offer any financial details. DeWine spent the first third of his speech on his proposed 18-cent gas tax increase, saying he knows some lawmakers might be tempted to try to reduce it. But he says every cent is needed just to maintain the roads and bridges as they are now.
And I ask you for the bare minimum. I didn't want to play games with you. I didn't want to overinflate it. I wanted to tell you the truth.
I'm Andy Chow. DeWine's proposed 18-cent gas tax increase will be a major point of debate among representatives and senators over the next few weeks. Democratic House Leader Amelia Sykes says for her caucus, it's not a question of whether or not to raise the gas tax, but where the revenue goes.
We're going to ensure that public transit gets funded. There are opportunities for our low-wage earners and those on fixed incomes have the ability to pay for this, and it does not overburden them.
Republican Senator Peggy Lehner was especially supportive of DeWine's agenda when it came to helping Ohio's children. So as for spending more on early childhood programs and the state's infrastructure, Lehner says it's time to invest.
I'm worried about fixing some of these problems. I think some of these issues have been neglected for far too long.
Since DeWine spent a lot of time talking about the programs and resources that should see increased support, Republican Senator Jay Hottinger was asked if he was at all worried about overspending.
Fortunately, the state of Ohio has to have a balanced budget, and so there's a limit to what we can do. But I think what you're going to see is really just a refocusing of the priorities.
Republicans and Democrats expressed their support in DeWine's focus on public health and human services. But freshman Democratic Representative Allison Russo says she remains reserved until she sees the actual budget proposal.
You know, at the end of the day, this really comes down to what's in the budget. Show me the numbers.
Several Democrats criticized DeWine for not talking about the GM plant in Lordstown, which is set to end production this week. DeWine is expected to release his budget plan next week. Meanwhile, the transportation budget, which currently includes the gas tax hike, must pass by the end of March. For Joe Ingles, I'm Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.